Making a transition where that is concerned, a transition on many levels in your life where that is concerned, dear ones, and many levels and aspects of your life in the third dimensional realm where that is concerned. And each and every one of you are considerably taking a greater step in your life in this new year of your year of 2015 where that is concerned. And it is about moving to fruition and beginning to have what you have in your life where that is concerned. It is about having what you have in your life where that is concerned. It is about releasing, looking at what you want to do, even though you have goals, and about setting your goals and intentions where that is concerned. And that is part of the process in your year of 2015. But it is about now, dear ones, seeing what is in your life and living what is in your life to the fullest. To the maximum aspects of your life, looking at and seeing and having what is in your life where that is concerned. It is about now, dear ones, not only attaining your goals, bringing your intentions to fruition, but it is about having and embodying what is in your life. Because many in their defense patterns yearn after looking outside of themselves for what they want to create, the type of relationships they want to have, and continually yearn after trying to create everything. The apt word is trying to create everything. It is time now, dear ones, if in fact you are ready to fully step into the fruition of why you are here and incarnated into this human form, is to now look at truly, dear ones, what is in your life and what you have in your life right now. If in fact, as you move through the transition period and transition into the year of 2015, you have set your intentions and set your goals, it is time to fully look at, dear ones, what is in your life, what you have accomplished, and what you are doing right now. In the broad parameter of everything, it is about looking at who you are. Moving fully from the mental body into the heart space. Each and every one of you yearn after what you want to accomplish. What you want to have, what you say you want, that we said to you many, many times. Each and every one of you has a life you say you want. And in many ways, by setting goals, setting your intentions, chasing after what you say you want. So it is important now, dear ones, as you begin your year of 2015, to move within and see what you have, where you are, and who you are right now. Look at your accomplishments. It's as we said to you, dear ones, it is about looking at your year of 2014 and seeing where you have grown and what you have accomplished and being in that place where the glass is full. And then ready to take the next steps appropriately in your life throughout your year of 2015 to grow from there. So it is about looking at what is in your life, what is transpiring in your life, and in many ways how you are still playing out your life and living your life through your defenses. Continually recreating old relationships through old habits, patterns, and rituals. So, dear ones, as we come to you at this wonderful and most glorious time, presenting you, dear ones, with what you call an outlook of your year of 2015, we ask you to begin your year of 2015 by looking at what is in your life and making a list accordingly. We are not, dear ones, asking you right now to set your intentions for a year of 2015, though that is important. What we're asking you to do, dear ones, at this moment in time, is now to write down and be cognizant and aware of what is in your life, what you have accomplished in your life. Because in doing that, dear ones, you will see what is in your life, and then, as you write down that list, and after you write down that list, Be very truthful and honest with yourself as you look at your relationships and what has happened with you personally in your year of 2014 and all of what has transpired up until now as you are now moving into your new year of 2015 and see what is in your life and then looking at what needs to change in your life as you look at, dear ones, aspects of, in your vernacular, your career in life, what you are bringing to the world in your life, your teachings, your endeavors through your talents and gifts, and look at your relationships. Because, dear ones, it is time now, dear ones, to close the doorway of the old behind you that is appropriate for your own personal divine plan to take the next steps in your lifetime in this planet you call Earth where that is concerned. So, dear ones, your year of 2015 will be comprised, dear ones, of 4 3-month segments. In your first 3-month segment, it is about now, dear ones, seeing what is in your life and moving accordingly to move towards, dear ones, the next steps in your year of 2015. Once again, dear ones, a year of doors closing and a year of doors opening. But we ask you now, dear ones, to simply look at what is in your life right now and all the parameters thereof. And we ask you, dear ones, to do this in your first month of this first 3-month segment. To become truly honest, transparent, authentic, and truthful with yourself. So you can come from a place where the well within you is already full. And then take the next step of looking at what needs to change in your life. Because, dear one, if in fact it is important for you to move to the full fruition of your purpose and mission in this lifetime is to see what no longer serves your highest good and allows you to remain in the old habits, patterns, rituals, behaviors, and dramas of your life. Because that, dear one, infiltrates the pureness of the pathway of the way shower and the light worker. So in this first month of your year of 2015, it is about seeing what is in your life. And being with that and noting what needs to change, if in fact change needs to occur. But also looking at what is full in your life, what you have accomplished, and what you have attained up until this certain point in time. That is all congruent with your purpose and mission in this lifetime. Because, dear ones, just know that where you are right now is perfect in your divine plan and in your mission and purpose in this lifetime. But as you raise your awareness and consciousness to yourself, dear ones, it is important, dear ones, to fully raise that awareness and consciousness to where you are in your life and where you are perpetuating old behaviors, old habits, patterns, and rituals that keep you in a place of the old. And it is important, dear ones, that as you make this list, if in fact you choose to make this list, it is important, dear ones, to be cognizant and aware of your feelings. Especially, dear ones, if in fact you come across aspects of that list where you know change needs to take place, and then quite possibly ask yourself, if change needs to occur, how does that make me feel? Because you're headed into a year, dear ones, of fully being cognizant and aware of your feelings, where everything is directed based upon what you are feeling, how it affects you. So you're moving, dear ones, taking another step in this year of 2015 from your mental body into your heart space. But it is moving into, dear one, the aspects of love. So it is important in this first 3 months, dear ones, to begin to see love. Love of self and love of another. It is time in many ways in this first 3 months to refine and define your mission and purpose in your lifetime for yourself and for your endeavors. It is time now, dear ones, to move in the direction that you are being guided directly through your passion, your purpose, your mission, and your soul's divine plan. It is time, dear ones, to allow the doorways to open and to walk through those doorways. So in your first 3 months, dear ones, in many ways, it's a recapitulation of where you are, seeing what is in your life. And as you move through that in your first month, begin then to write down your intentions and your goals for your year. So what you're doing in the first 3 months of your year of 2015 is laying a deeper foundation for you and your endeavors to move into the remaining four-month segments of that are moving into your year of 2015. So we will be moving from the first 3 month segment into the next 3 month segment, then the next 3 month segment, then the next 3 month segment where that is concerned. The year of 2015 is about moving from the shadow to the light and moving in various degrees of light where that is concerned. Which is why we're asking you, dear ones, in this first month of the year of 2015, to begin to see what you have and what is in your life. Look at the shadows in your life. Allow the memories to come up to see what perpetrated the shadows. And knowing that it is time for an expansion. Your year of 2015, dear ones, is a year of expansion. Expansion of you and an expansion of your endeavors to move to the next levels in your soul fragment's divine plan. So, dear one, it is important in this first 3 months to begin this. Your second 3 months will allow yourself to move through another doorway into the fruition of your endeavors and your soul's purpose in this lifetime where that is concerned. The theme of the year of 2015, dear ones, is joy. It is important, dear ones, to move through joy in your lifetime. What raises your resonance and vibration? Dear ones, the intent of the year of 2015 is not only to continue raising the resonance and vibration within yourself, but also raising it within your soul family, raising the resonance and vibration of your endeavors. So you then begin to contribute that to raising the resonance and vibration of others and raising the resonance and vibration of your planet that you call Earth, that you so aptly incarnated into the human form to do just that. To raising the resonance and vibration. So once again, your year of 2015 will be a succession of doorways, as your life is, dear ones. Opening up the new doorways in life and beginning to say, if you so choose, yes to what you are here to do. So dear one, your second 3 months will be simply another step, dear ones, moving into the endeavor. It is important, dear ones, to know that your year of 2015 will be a year of discovery, a deeper discovery of yourself and a deeper discovery of your soul's divine plan. A continuous discovery of what is out in the world that you are ready to meet, who you are ready to meet. It is important, dear ones, as we said earlier, it's about the year of fruition of having it is what you say you want. Having the life that you say you want. As you move through each 3 month segment where that is concerned, it is important to continue to look at what you have in your life. What is in your life. The year of what is. Seeing what is. Looking at projection out into the world of what may not be happening, what should be happening, and what can't be happening. So as you do this throughout your year of 2015, dear ones, as you begin to embody this, you'll begin then energetically to transfer this, convey this to others. Conveying what is. Conveying what is. And dear ones, it is important to understand and know that what is in your life, there is also the aspects that you need to release, that you choose to release. that you find a need to release. So we're not saying, dear one, what is may all be joyous. Because it's important, dear ones, to move in and see what is in your life and where change is needed. So what you will encounter, dear ones, throughout your year of 2015 is great change. Great change within the depth and breadth of you, if you so desire that to be changed. Great change with your, in your endeavors that you are doing. Great change in your soul family where that is concerned. And great change, dear one, as all of that shifts and changes on the microcosm with you and the microcosm of your soul family and the microcosm of your endeavor, you will then begin to see the change reflected out in your third dimensional realm where that is concerned. Because you are affecting change within you, you will then shift your level of resonance and vibration. And that level of resonance and vibration will continually to raise within you. You will then, dear one, shift and change the relationships outside of yourself. Or more aptly, dear ones, your relationships outside of yourself will shift and change on its own accord as you shift and change your resonance and vibration. Also, dear ones, as you move within in your year of 2015, you will then begin to more deeply look at your relationship with what is transpiring in the third dimensional realm outside of you where that is concerned. As you begin to more clearly see the myths and the illusions that you have created in your world, quite possibly in relationships where that is concerned, you will then begin to more clearly see the myths and the illusions that is transpiring out in your third dimensional realm. But it is important to know, dear one, that you are creating a new world of community, harmony, and equality, first inside of yourself, and then within your soul family, and then within your endeavors that you are bringing out into the world. So, dear ones, it is important throughout your year of 2015 to see where community, harmony, equality exists in your endeavors and in your soul family where that is concerned. Because, dear one, throughout your year of 2015, you will be asked to take another step out into the world. If, in fact, dear ones, it is important for you to bring yourself and bring your endeavors and bring your message and your self-expression out into the world on greater levels, to greater masses of the world, to bring these messages and teachings, you are moving to a greater level of responsibility for that where that is concerned. This is why, dear ones, we are asking you to look at the foundation of your life, of your personal life right now. Because as you move throughout your year of 2015, where that is concerned, again, once again, dear ones, as it was in your year of 2014, taking incremental steps up the ladder, moving to greater levels in your life, you will be asked to take greater levels of responsibility out into your life. And it is at that point, in those moments in your year of 2015, that questions will arise within you to ask you, are you ready to take this greater responsibility out in life? Are you ready to be more responsible for yourself? Are you ready to be a little bit more introspective as to your habits, patterns, and rituals, and what you are giving to the world where that is concerned? So in your year of 2015 is a year of greater responsibility where that is concerned. Greater responsibility for you as the adult on a personal level in your life. A greater responsibility in the soul family. A greater responsibility in your endeavors. And a greater responsibility to the world outside of yourself where that is concerned. So this is an incremental process, dear ones, in 4 3-month segments in year of 2015 where that is concerned. So it is about now, dear ones, looking at what is transpiring in your life, moving to greater levels and aspects in your life where that is concerned. But it's a year of fruition that will move in incremental steps in each 3-month segment where that is concerned, culminating, dear one, in another year of your life, in your year as you come to the end of your year of 2015 where that is concerned. So, dear ones, we come to you at this most important time to give you this simple outlook and this simple overview of what is transpiring and what will be transpiring in your year of 2015 on the personal level where that is concerned, in the soul family where that is concerned, dear ones, and in your endeavors where that is concerned. And it's an incremental step of each each period of time, dear ones, where that is concerned. So your year of 2015 is broken down into periods of time where that is concerned. Specific periods of time for specific aspects of your personal life to shift, specific aspects of the soul family to shift, and specific aspects for the endeavors to shift where that is concerned. So in many ways, dear one, in these specific energetic vortexes, because, dear ones, what is transpiring in the year of 2015, each 3-month segment is associated with specific vortexes of energy that are opening on your earthly plane. You will have, dear one, moments of expansion and contraction. Expansion and contraction. The expansions will happen at certain periods of vortexes of energy that will open up. The contractions, dear ones, will happen when specific vortexes of energy will open up. So in each period or each segment in your year of 2015 where that is concerned, specific vortexes of energy will open. You might find yourself being called to move to a specific vortex of energy where that is concerned in each segment where that is concerned. You might find yourself wanting to move solely out into the world where that is concerned, to move to a specific vortex of energy where that is concerned that is important for you. You will find in each segment, dear one, you will be connecting with new and wonderful, most glorious souls who are now connecting with you. It is important, dear ones, as we said, dear ones, to build this foundation so you can now connect energetically with these vortexes of energy. These specific vortexes of energy will match the specific frequency and vibration of your endeavor, of your soul family, and of yourself where that is concerned. So within the vortex of energy, there will be very various frequencies of energy within that specific vortex. So in many ways, as you are now moving to step up the ladder in your personal life where that is concerned, move to a greater level of resonance and vibration where that is concerned, as these frequencies open, as these vortexes open and the frequencies of energies move through these vortexes of energy, they will be connecting to each individual where that is concerned on a personal basis in many ways. And you might find yourself drawn to these specific vortexes of energy and these frequencies of energy that move through. So there will be in incremental forms vortexes of energy opening up in your first 3 months, your second 3 months, your third 3 months, and the fourth 3 months where that is concerned. And when these vortexes of energies open up, you will be guided accordingly to move through them where that is concerned. And what you will find also is various teachings coming through in those specific vortexes of energy. And those vortexes of energy in many ways will act as doorways, door openings. So each vortex of energy that opens up, dear one, in each segment or each period in your time frame of 2015 will be doorways. Doorways to move through, and doorways that will open up for you to take the next step in your life where that is concerned. And it is important, dear one, if you so deem that it is important for you and choose, dear one, to connect with us at a specific time period, dear ones, in each segment for the guidance and support, because the vortexes of energy will be open where that is concerned. And, dear one, quite possibly performing rituals where that is concerned based upon the vortexes of energy opening up that will best serve the masses, serve your constituency where that is concerned, serve those you are working with it where that is concerned, because each vortex of energy will be related to community, harmony, and equality where that is concerned. Each vortex of energy where there is a communion of souls in your vernacular where that is concerned. So as each vortex of energy opens where that is concerned, it might be appropriate for each and every one of you to gather within a communion of souls where that is concerned to enable each frequency of the individual to gather when that vortex opens to set various intentions for not only the endeavor, but for your universe and the world outside of you. Because what is transpiring in your year of 2015 is a great shift of the earthly plane where the energies of Mother Earth is concerned. That will directly affect what is transpiring, dear ones, in the old world of form outside of yourself. So, dear ones, as each and every one of you move within and begin with the foundation, begin to shift your frequency and your resonance and vibration, and then commune with those at a specific frequency and vibration at each vortex, you will be assisting in the ascension of Mother Earth where that is concerned. So the year of 2015 is also about the ascension of Mother Earth, the ascension of the energetic vortex and core of Mother Earth where that is concerned. So you can assist in the recreation where that is concerned of community and harmony, equality, and assist in the shift and changes, so you can prepare yourself for the shifts and changes that will be transpiring in your old world of form, in the world outside of yourself, as, dear one, that continually seems to break down where that is concerned, but in your year of 2015 where more truths will be revealed. Because, dear one, if in fact you are now moving within to reveal your truths, what is in your life, seeing what is transpiring in your life, what may need to change, as you do that and begin to release what needs to be released, shift and change what you need to change where that is concerned, you are shifting and raising your resonance and vibration, and in doing that and then communing with others who choose to do that, you begin to form, dear one, a communion of souls. And it is in that communion that you will be able to gather together at a certain frequency that connects with the frequency of the vortex in each period of time that will allow you to hold the space for the shifts. That will allow you to communicate the myths and illusions of what is transpiring in the third dimensional realm as light workers and way showers. And in order to do that in each segment or period of time, it is important to be cognizant of the shift that is transpiring within you. As we speak to you at this time, dear one, and laying out what is looking forward to transpiring in the year of 2015, you are seeing, dear one, that it is all based upon taking another step in taking responsibility for you as the light worker and way shower, for you as the human being where that is concerned, and in responsibility for those outside of you. Because, dear ones, as you move into the increment of time periods in the year of 2015 where that is concerned, it will be important for each and every one of you to see where you are ready to take responsibility, or a greater responsibility for yourself and the greater responsibility for those who will be coming to you in the increment of period of time in your year of 2015. So, dear ones, it is important to see this. It is important to know that your year of 2015 is a year of fruition, a year of moving from the shadow to the light where that is concerned, and you will see that shadow appear in each increment where that is concerned. You will see the light appear, and what is transpiring in the vortexes of 2015, dear ones, is a doorway into the light where that is concerned. And you will only be ready to take that step as you are ready, dear one, to take the next steps in your life. In many ways, dear one, your year of 2015 is to be cognizant and aware in your consciousness of where you continue to prepare for life. It is important to prepare, dear ones, in life. But it is also, dear ones, about seeing where you continually and habitually prepare in life. Because now, dear ones, it is time to take the next step into being why you are here, into doing what is appropriate and having, dear ones. So, dear ones, as your year of 2014 in many ways was a year of preparation, it is time to see, dear one, where you are and to set your intentions and goals appropriately so you begin to manifest and transpire what is supposed to transpire in your year of 2015. So we ask you, dear ones, to look at where you continually are preparing in life as opposed to begin to having what it is you say you want and giving in service to your world in 2015. It is important now, dear ones, to see where you are in service to those outside of yourself. Your year of 2015, dear ones, is a movement from the shadow to the light of having the life you say you want. So now, dear ones, as we take our leave of this wonderful and most glorious time, your first month of your year of 2015, in your vernacular, it is time in many ways to clean your house, to see what is of low vibrational energy, what no longer resonates, and to begin to shift and change that so you can create anew, so you can set your goals higher, to move up to the next level in your life, if you so choose to do that, where that is concerned. So in many ways, dear one, your first month of your year of 2015 is taking inventory of what is transpiring in your life, seeing what needs to shift and change, because each and every one of you has a view of the goals, has a view of the picture in the macrocosm. But in order, dear one, to move up the ladder through each segment of your year of 2015, to move to greater levels personally, greater levels in the soul family, and greater levels in your endeavors, it is important, dear ones, throughout your year of 2015, to clean house, to move into the introspective aspect, to see what no longer resonates, to see what needs to shift and change. This begins inside of yourself first, continues in the soul family, continues in the group endeavor. Because, dear ones, it is important after this first month to then set your goals and intentions for your year of 2015, for yourself, the soul family, and the group endeavor. Each individual in your soul family and group endeavor, it is important to come into agreement with all of this. Your year of 2015 is another year of growth, another year of expansion, another year of taking greater responsibility for yourself and others.